As I mentioned, a total of 233 eviction notices issued in Kerry in the second half of last year, according to figures from the Residential Tenancies Board. They showed up between July and September, 120 notice termination received from the RTB relating to Kerry properties. That's 2.5% of all notices nationally. And in the final 3 months of last year, 113 were issued in Kerry. That's in the context, I suppose, of what on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said yesterday, that the private rental market is in a mess. One of the reasons it is in a mess is because landlords are leaving the market. There isn't enough supply. The wider context of our housing crisis, we're not building enough houses quickly enough to meet the various levels of demand that are there. So how can we do it? How can we improve? And are rapid build or timber frame or modular homes the way to go? With me in the line, I've got Heber McMahon, who's with Signum Timber Frame Homes, one of the leading timber frame home manufacturers in the country, operating in Macroom since 1997. They produce 850 houses for the Irish market a year, and aim to produce a lot more over the next number of years. Heber, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme.
No problem, Jerry. Good morning to you.
Tell me about, I suppose, timber frame and other, I suppose, more quicker or rapid build homes. How quickly can they build? And are they a large part or a part of the answer to our problems?
We would be a large part of the answer to the problem, to be honest, Jerry. You know, we would be building a unit probably fully finished within 28 weeks of starting on site. Do you know what I mean? So if you take a pair of semis there, if we were standing that on site, you'd be talking 5 working days and the house would be felted and battened. By the following Monday, you'd have windows and doors fitted, so the house would be watertight. Do you know what I mean? So it's a much quicker way of doing it. It's a lot more streamlined as well. So it kind of turns your site into more of a production line as opposed to a building site.
Yeah.
So we would be very given a good certainty on the schedule on site as well. So we would tell the developers or whatever that they'll have a pair of houses a week, pretty much. So you'd have a pair of semis being delivered each week onto the site. They have certainty of that supply, which obviously gives certainty to their subcontractors as well to keep them on site and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So that's a continuity of work through the project, you know?
Yeah, and most of the work in terms of constructing these type of homes is done in a factory before it comes to site. So that's
correct,
how you get your production line going.
Exactly. So where we would be fitting in, what we would be doing in the factory, we would be constructing the walls internally, the internal and external walls. They would come to site fully insulated, to be airtighted, service battened, ready then when we stand them on site for your plumbers and sparkies to start on site. Do you know what I mean? So it speeds up the whole process. There's no drying out time or anything like that with the system either, you know?
Yeah.
And in some situations, we even make the roof trusses up in the ground and they're just lifted up in one big piece to speed up the process as well on site, you know?
Yeah.
So we take a lot of the risk off the developers as well because so much is taken into a factory situation, it's more controlled, and the quality then obviously is improved too, you know.
Yeah, and that's what happens. What's the demand like for these type of homes?
Well, things are busy out there at the moment, let's be honest. We would seen a massive uptake in it over the last 5 years, I suppose. So I'm in the industry since 97, as you said there earlier, Jerry, you know. So I suppose around that time we were probably 5% of the market. We're now 48%. Okay, but if you that's low rise residential housing, obviously. Okay,
yeah.
But if you take that 48%, if you look at somewhere like Scotland, but of a similar climate and similar situation to ourselves, they're up on 80% would be timber frame houses. You know,
80%.
80%. So look, there is growth still to come within the market from a sustainability point of view as well. It's a no-brainer because obviously timber stores carbon. So for every metre cubed of timber, you're storing a ton of carbon automatically. Do you know what I mean? So there's a lot of benefits to come with using timber frame housing, you know.
What are the challenges, Heber? What about labour?
I suppose the
labour challenges
are the same for everybody. You know what I mean? You're talking about the planning process, infrastructure constraints. You were just talking about it there on your previous bit about Irish Water and stuff like that. Not bashing them now that they're the only people.
Sure,
but there is
constraints
from an infrastructure constraints out there, like bringing services to sites and stuff. So the sites are digger ready or bucket ready, as we call them, ready for the digger bucket. You know what I mean? So if we had more sites ready to go, and if the planning process then obviously is choking up a lot of the work on starting as well, you know, so they'd be the main constraints. And what that does then is it makes it a little bit more risky for companies like ourselves to invest more, because we're not sure that the pipeline's going to be ahead of us to be able to invest more and drive on further, you know.
Yeah. Is labour an issue?
Labour would be an issue, but obviously we would have went down a very automated route, Gerry, you know.
Yeah.
So we, our labour, we're getting more out of a factory because we went automated, but we're still using the same amount of labour, do you know what I mean? Now,
yeah,
obviously there is constraints on labour on site, like your wet trades and stuff like that, but again, the more you take off site, the less of that you would need as well. But there is constraints on labour out there as well.
What would you like here at the government to do to try and enable us to get towards the, let's say, 80% timber frame or increase the output year on year? It's a complex area. It's a difficult job to do. But what do you think they need to do to get things moving?
I suppose there's a few things there, like if you look at other jurisdictions there, they would have stated that certain amount of the, or percentages of the buildings that were being constructed for the government would have to be done out of timber. So if you look at France, there are any government buildings or anything like that, it must be made out of timber now at this stage.
Right.
The other thing you would see then would be that we could see that because from a sustainability point of view and the carbon side of it as well, a certain percentage, a larger percentage of all housing that's going to social housing, going to housing bodies and stuff, we would see that it would be a lot more beneficial for the future for the stock of the houses to ensure that a percentage of that would be built out of timber frame as well, from a sustainability point of view as well, you know.
Yeah.
Those would be two things that could happen straight away.
Are modular housing part of the answer? Modular houses?
Modular houses, there's several different types of modular housing. Like you have your 3D modular, we'd be a panelised modular, and there's other modular systems, like your modular bathroom, your modular other stuff, you know what I mean? So, but from a housing point of view, the capacity of 3D modular would be constrained, would be the problem. When you look at panelised modular, we're ready to go. The systems are there, the people are there, the companies are there. We can supply the market. We're ready to go. All we need is a bit of confidence in the supply of the future pipeline. Do you know
and
what, I mean?
What do you mean by panelised modular?
So panelised modular would be, 2D modular would be another name for it. So we manufacture panels up from 10 metres by 2.4 metres tall, and those would be lifted in on site individually. You know what I mean? So
right,
you put up your ground floor walls, you put up the first floor walls. But this is all happening within 5 working days, as you can understand, Jerry.
Yeah.
So it's still very rapid, you know what
very
I mean?
Very quick.
Very, very quick, you know what I mean? And the big thing about it is the supply chain is there for this. So you have companies doing this in Ireland who are really, really good at it. I'll be honest with you. You know what I mean? And I have a lot of experience in it, you know?
Yeah, some more confidence. A question for a listener finally here, Brandon, if you can answer it. If you went to, if the caller went to that builder with full planning on January 1st, how long would it take him to get a house built on site with everything ready to go, infrastructure, piping, all that sort of stuff?
Oh, that's all down to how organised they are too, as you can understand, Jerry.
Sure.
But I would comfortably say 6 months, comfortably, very comfortably.
6 months.
Do you know what I mean? But if you take it 28 weeks, if you're talking about, that's more, sound more like a one-off house.
Yes.
From what they were saying there, you know.
Yes.
If you're talking scheme houses, which are more what you're talking, residential stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You're talking 28 weeks from digger and ground to house handed over. Do you know what I mean? That's what you're looking at. Yeah.
All right, interesting. So, Heber, listen, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about your business this morning and the role it plays in delivering quicker developed and built houses. But thanks for talking to us on the show.
No problem, Jerry. Good to talk to you.